going over here step by step. We got into this whole mess because of the dinner of Kiyah Kamaisa, the case of Hadas Edim. But we put Hadas Edim on the side for a few minutes and we entered into this famous memory of Rabba. According to Rashi, Rabba has two parts. Let's go slowly. According to Rashi, Rabba has two parts. One part of Rabba was that Rabba asked Akasha and said, why is every boy the mixes of Taina Chayef? You have a meager curve and curve of Akol. So he had a kasha on the din of Moed and Mixas. Okay, that's part one of Rabba. We're going to call it part one of Rabba. Rashi Baba Kama learned that Rabba's kasha wasn't just why is every Moed and Mixas Chayef? You have a meager curve of Akol. Why is curve of Akol Potter? What's that? Says Rashi, an astounding zach. Take a look at it back a day later. It's astounding. Rashi says, no, kaif bakol taka chayef. Happy content, you chayef. So why normally are you potter every kaif bakol? Why? Because over there you have ain't on the maze, one of the bachoy boy. So you have a Rashi in Baba Kama who says, be'etzam a person's not chayef in way to a mikzas, only you chayef a kaif bakol also. Just normally, with every kaif bakol, you have a ptor, ain't on the maze. That means be'etzam b'derais, you should be chayef a kaif bakol. Rashi is an earthquake. Rashi shakes the world. There's a new shvur deraisa called kaif bakol. You swear just so why is kaif bakol this way? Because every ain't on the maze, which part does it go slowly? So yesterday, I asked the kasha and said, I want to follow how I'm saying this now. Yesterday, I asked the kasha and I said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, you're telling me that be'etzam every kaif bakol is chayef just a ptor, ain't on the maze? Say be erechot. Has erechot made? What do we make? I go to the guy say $1,000. The erechot says, he says no. The erechot says yeah. You have to swear. Why? Have erechot made? What do we make? The same way erechot made is part of some every shua of kerev bakol. And part of from erechot. I used to bombast the crash yesterday. I want to ask another kasha that I didn't ask yesterday. I have a case where a guy who was a moedim b'miktsas. And he's still has ain't on the maze. His kasha number one is if Rashi says in Baba Kama that be'etzem every kaifa bakol yishvi chayiv, but ain't on the maze paters. So every erech what should be potter also ain't on the maze. He was kaifa bakol and he was a mechutz. I have another kasha. I have a case where a guy's chayiv shuos moed the mikzas, where he's also an ain't on the maze. And normally moed the mikzas he's not ain't on the maze because he wasn't mechutz. He admitted something. I have a case where a guy was a shuos moed the mikzas and he was. And he was stolen a chutzav, and he has eight amez. Give me a case. You say a better case. Say easier case. What? Can you hear? Okay, no. I asked this. No, I'll talk. I have a case. What is it? What? No. I said a thousand yesterday. I said you don't have the kerchav akol. I'm just in different kasha. Yesterday I asked why in the case of Chir Kamaisa you have to come on to a Kavuchim and you have a Kaifa Bakol. And you don't have Eidon Amez. As I answered over there, you don't have the Shua of Kaifa Bakol because there's no Eidon Amez in Yeshua. I'm asking a different kasha now. But every Shua is Eidachod. Eidachod is Chayav Shua, I have Eidon Amez. Now I have another case. I have a case of Moedim Mixas where the guy has an Eidon Amez. We use Mechot. I have a simple case. I go to a guy and say, give me $1,000. He said, I do not owe you $1,000. You're a liar. I paid you A, B, C, D, E, F, G. He doesn't took out the calculators, added it up. And they found out that the cheshbon was wrong. The guy's not MS. He owes $200. Over there, he has to switch to some of the mixers, right? We spoke about this on Thursday. In that case, the guy's a kaifa bakol. He was amazed. He said, I don't owe you anything. The numbers were wrong. The numbers didn't add up. So this is kakasha. Why you have to switch to some of the mixers over there? Because the numbers added up only to 800. This guy was a kaifer bakol. He said, I don't owe you anything, just the numbers didn't add up. And since the numbers didn't add up, so it came out that out of the $1,000 you owe $200. So you're called the moed and mikzas, we said, right? Because the numbers don't add up, but the guy himself is a mechutzav. The guy said, I don't owe you anything. So if ain't on the mayor's patus from shuas, let a patus from moed and mikzas. Same way a patus and regular kaifer bakol. So I have two cases. Why by every shuas, let the guy put down an ain on the mayor's? And I have another case. I have cases of moedim mikzas where the guy is a mechutzav. Not every case of moedim mikzas. The typical case of moedim mikzas where I go to say 1,000, he was moedim 50. So he's moedim 50, so we say he's not a mechutzav. But I have a case of a guy who is a moedim mikzas. He's a mechutzav. He said, I don't know you anything. That means he was mischatzah. He was mazed with Fevachoy. He said, I don't know you anything. And it came out that it wasn't like that. One second. So we'll focus on the kasha from Eid Acher. What's the answer to the kasha of Eid Acher? Why would you have Eid Acher? You have Ein on the Meir, Shabbat to you. So the answer is a big vort. Yesterday I proved that that you have to swear like Rashi by every kaif of our call is not some an arbitrary zach that every time I come to tiny you have to swear. And you have a shur, and Ein on the Meir takes it off. People are not mechutzofen. It's not a pshat. We proved yesterday the reason why you have to swear but every time the guys are kaif of our call according to Rashi is because there's a chazaka Ein on the Meir yeshlo. I come to you and I say something, this episode of chazaka is a tzad that people don't come and stop and ask for things if they don't have. Some guy comes out of boon. It's not such a thing. So you're out there's a chazaka. So that chazaka says that that's why you have to swear. And on that, Ein on the Meir is yes. Now, I just want to point out something as a look back to yesterday. How did I prove that that's the reason why you swear by Ein on by Kerf Bakol? Because I proved yesterday, last night, that the drawer, the chash by Moedim Mikzas, is not the same chash as by Kerf Bakol. We bought a bunch of cases, right? I bought the case of Abchia Kamaisa, I bought the case of Karka, I bought a bunch of cases to show you that the case of Kerf Bakol is only by Kerf Bakol Mamish. In the case where you're not Kerf Bakol, you don't have the Shuv of Kerf Bakol. Why? Because the Shuv of Kerf Bakol is because Ein Adam Tvei Amkein Yeshloi. In a case where you're made it to part of it, or in a case where Aiden came part of it, we already have the Yeshloi. So then the reason why he swears is a different reason. The reason why he swears is because of the mix. That's what we proved yesterday. Yesterday we proved that the Shuv of Kerf Bakol of Rashi is not some arbitrary din that every time you swear. The reason why you swear by Kerf Bakol is because Ein Adam Tvei Amkein Yeshloi. We said, for example, yesterday, what happens if the guy was made the Karka? There's no Ein Adam Tvei Amkein Yeshloi. What happens if Aiden said $500? There's no Ein Adam Tvei Amkein Yeshloi. What about a case where, the case of the Rashba? There's no Ein Adam Tvei Amkein Yeshloi. So then that drawer goes off, and then you have to move over to the other drawer, and the mikvah. We proved yesterday that the reason why you swear by every kind of bakol is because of Ein Adam Tvei Yeshloi. Said Rabbi Seinu, if that's the reason why you swear by Kaifa Bakol, so then you want to say Amor Yudhika Sfara. Every time you have a Shvua by Eid Echad, there's a real drawer. I say, you owe me $1,000. You say, no, I have an aid supporting me. Moedim Mikhtas, there's a real drawer. I said, you owe me $1,000. You might use the $500 of it. It's a different type of drawer. By Eid Echad, it's on the whole amount, but it's only one aid. By Moedim Mikhtas, it's on part of the amount, but it's a full scale Haidah, correct? So I have tangible reason to be choshish that you're lying. By Einam Tevem Kein Yeshel by Kofi Bakol, there is a Sibah for a Shvua, but the Sibah for the Shvua is not a real chash. It's a Einam Tevem Kein Yeshel. There's a starkite in the Taina, not a tangible support for the Taina. It's not a tangible Raya. The Pshat is Ein Adam Tevem Kein Yeshel. We have a Pesach Hazaka that people said to London, to take off that reason why you swear, I can have a reverse Chazaka. Chazaka Ein Adam Mei is. These are both counterweights in the Taina. I come with a good Taina. That means when a guy has an Eid Echad supporting him, he has an Emunah supporting his Taina. He has a shtickle right. Eid Echad will be as true as not two Eidim, but it's one Eid. The Torah said, the Gabi Shvua, you're an Emunah. Case of Moedim Amikta, somebody mixes is a real drawer, by the way. I say the Taina, and you agree that part of my Taina is Emes. In the case of Eid Echad, what is it? It's a reason why the Taina is a Taina we should hear. This Makum. What's Eino the Meir said the other way around? My Taina also has a Gevissa strength. People are not Mechutzofen. People stam don't say things. So both of them are based on people don't say things. People don't stam come to their money, and people don't come stam and say no. Said Rabbi Seinu, the din of Ein Adam Meir is only patas from the Shuah of Kofi Bakol. It doesn't patas from the Shuah of Eid Echad, it doesn't patas from the Shuah of Moedim Mikzas. If you realize now, between yesterday and today, I said a two-step process. Yesterday I proved that the reason why you swear by Kofi Bakol is not stam, but because of Ein Adam Tevel Ken Yeshloi. That answers the string of kashas that I asked yesterday, because why by Moedim Mikzas don't you have the Chiyah of Kofi Bakol? And today I'm adding on. Now that's the reason why you swear by Kofi Bakol. So then the din of Ein Adam Mei is only patas from that type of shvua. You don't have the luxury of going along and saying that by Eid Echad Ein Adam Mei is patas, and you don't have the luxury of saying that by Moedim Mikzas Ein Adam Mei is patas. Vasepis. Memela, one second. Memela, that's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that Kofi Bakol should be chayiv. Ein Adam Meir takes care of it. In all the other places, you don't have Ein Adam Meir Ken Yeshla, and you don't have Ein Adam Meir, and that's the Shita of Rashi. Let's continue now with a big raid that I want to say today. That's part one of Rab, okay? That was Rab's question. So let's go back. What was Rab's question? We'll go back to Rashi by us. Rab's question was, why is every Moedim Mikzas Chayiv, he has a kash on a posuk. Why is every Moedim Mikzas Chayiv, Yeah, the Migu Meshav Aveda that I could have been Kovach Bakal. What is a Kovach Bakal? I wouldn't be believed. What did he answer? One second, listen carefully now, one second. What did he answer? It's Migu Da'alza. Kovach Bakal involves Da'alza. People don't want to be Masatzif. So it's not a good Migu. Now let's go further. Now comes the whole Maisi here. Listen carefully. Bahai. So Rabbi should have stopped here. Rabbi asked the Kasha on a Pasuk, why you Chayav Shuas where the Mikzas? When I'm waiting the Mikzas, believe me, because I could have been Kovach Bakal. He answered, no, because Kovach Bakal involves Da'alza. People don't like to be Masatzif. What did he want further? What's the next two lines? Says Rashi, "V'hai b'kula boy de ludele v'hai de la ludele ishtamutur kav mishtavet minei sover ad the havel lezuzi parano lev om rachmana romi shvul lekecha de ludele b'kule." Hey, vey. What did Rabbi want? He said what he said. You asked the kasha. He said a teretz. Says Rashi, part two, Rabbi. Rabbi had another kasha. Zok Rashi v'chi tema. Rabbi asked, "Migu de choshed amoyin a choshed ashvusa bolay nimri leishvusa." Rashi said that Rabbi had a new kasha. Kasha number one is, why does every Moed Mikzah swear? You have a Migu. The answer is, you don't have a Migu because you would not have wanted to be Kovach Bakal, part one. Part two is, why does every Moed Mikzah swear? Another Kasha. Why are you making the guy swear? Because you're afraid he's lying? Chashad Amamayna, Chashad Ashuvasa. A person is a Chashad Amamayna. If what are you worried that he's lying? If he's going to lie, he's going to swear falsely also. So what's the purpose of the Shuvah? What are you putting a Shuvah on the guy? Chashad, he's lying. If he's lying, he's going to swear falsely. So Rabbah, according to Rashi, had a new kasha. Kasha number one, every Moed the Mikzas is, every Moed the Mikzas have a Migu. The answer is, you don't have a Migu, because you would not have wanted to be Kovach Bakal. It's all. Kasha number two is, why are you making the guy swear? Because you're chayshu that he's a crook, he's stealing you all the $500. Migu the chasha namayna, chasha da shvuasa. V'loi nirmi alei shvuasa. So we shouldn't put a shvu on him. Says Rashi, the Teretz is loy choshed amamayna. He's not choshed. If he's a betzayna haya moed v'kula, really this guy is a good guy. He really wanted to admit all of it. El she'em biyodo lefroya, he doesn't have money. He's ishtamute, he's trying to push off. So ad hevelei zuzi pranalei. So he says, I'll swear, and I'll give the money back when it happened. So how we read it? V'hai v'kula boy deludalei. In fact, Rabba knew kasha. So you have choshed amayna choshed ashvusa. How do you give the guy a shvua? The answer is, because really I'm a good guy. I mean, the Shua does have a purpose. The Shua doesn't have a purpose. If he's a crook, he's a crook. No, there's a reasonable chance that it's Ishtamute. And I'm just trying to push off things. What do you call it? Therefore, the guy's going to swear. Therefore what? Therefore, the Shua has a purpose. Why does the Shua have a purpose? Because he's not a Choshed Amamayna. He doesn't want to steal. He's just pushing things off. You make him swear, he'll say the truth. Okay, so that's the end of Rabbah. Part one is, you should have a migu, you don't have a migu. Part two is, chashad amamayna, chashad ashvusa. The answer is, he's not a chashad amamayna. Because we have a chashash that the guy is an ishtamute guy. Okay, finish off the Gemara says, now we go back to Abchir Kamaisa. Avol Bados Eidim. Aye, but in the case of Bados Eidim, where the guy was a kofer bakol. Dovek lemei mohochi. So Rashi, shari kofa bikula v'nei migu, chashad amamayna, chashad ashvusa. Oh, yeah. I have four kashas. The Gemara bought Rabba. Part one of Rabba was, you should have a Migu, you don't have a Migu. Part two of Rabba was, every Moed Mikzas, the guy's a Choshed Amayna, Choshed Ashvua, so he's a crook. If he's a crook, he's going to swear falsely anyway. There's no purpose to the Shvua. What are you giving the guy a Shvua for? And with Rashi, and with the Gemara, no. We're making him a swear because we have a Chash, it's just a Mute. And that's why we're making him a swear, so then he'll swear honestly. He's not a professional crook. Now for his list, the Gemara. But by Adol, say to him, when I go to a guy, he owe me $1,000. He was a kofer bakol. Eidim said he owes 500. Over there, we're not going to let him swear. We're not going to let him swear. Why are we not going to let him swear? Because he's a kofer bakol. A guy is a kofer bakol. He's not a shtamute. He's not coming to... The only time we say shtamute is when a guy admits part of it. So then we say he has a cash flow problem. When a guy is a kofer bakol, we don't have a chash that he's a shtamute. We don't have a chash that he's a shtamute. So the reason why, in the case of Dos Eidim, you will not swear is because of Choshed Amayna, Choshed Ashur. Because we've arrived at destination, like they say in Gulaz. What do we have over here? We have over here, the Gemara finally said, the founding world's Megala, why I need a Kal V'chaymer for Bechia Kamaisa. Why do I need a Kal V'chaymer for Bechia Kamaisa? I asked the first minute of the Sugya, what do I need a Kal V'chaymer for? It's classic Moed Mikzas. I said you're 1,000, and 500 is true. What's the difference where the information's coming from? The answer is no, we have a big problem. Because you have a problem with me, the Choshed Amayna, Choshed Ashuasa. Every Shua, you should say, Migu the Choshed, every Moed and Mikzas. No, every Moed and Mikzas, where the guy admitted part of it. We say he had a clashful problem. We have a reason to believe it's Ishtamute. We have a reason to take God it's Ishtamute. It schmecks Ishtamute. Shanky, where the guy is Kofer Bakol. So, albeit it's true that the the mechanism is exactly like every way that makes us. You are kaifer bakol, I have $500. But your kaifer bakol is no shlamut, I can't let you swear. So I would say that by the case of Reb Chiya, Hagam, that you have Edom of $500, you will not swear. Why? Because chasher amamina, chasher ashvusa, there's no shlamut over there. The guy was a kaifer bakol. That's why now we've arrived the Shah Taibu Mitzlachas, the stage one of the Sugya. That's why Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa needed a Kal Vachomer. So I want to ask four kashas. By the way, Taisus over here in the Taisus of Maskul Kuba Lude and Taisus of Maskul Avol. Kamaisa, in the end of the day, Taisus learns like Rashi. There's a politics along the way. But Taisus learns like Rashi that the reason why I need a Kal Vachomer for. The reason why I need a Kabbal Chaimer for what? For the case of Reb Chiya is because of Choshen Amayin, Choshen Ashus, I can't let you swear. The Choshen Amayin is that you don't have Ishtamut there. So I want to ask four kashas. Let's say big raid, listen carefully. Kasha number one is the obvious kasha Nachas David asks. The kasha that I'm going to say are all kushis neirois and pshat. And then we'll say the lumdus. First kasha Nachas David asks, over here the famous kasha is, if the reason why you hold that Rav Chiya Kamaisi you shouldn't swear, even though you have Edom on $500, is because of a Zaytik of Baal called Migad HaChashen HaMayin HaChashen HaShvusa. Why? Because there's no Ishtamute. So the guy's a real crook. He's not pushing off. So what's the Kal Vachomer going to help? Kasha number one. What's the Kal Vachomer? The Gemara's going to bring down the page now, a Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer teaches me that Madach Yechayev Moed HaMikzas, Kolshkin Yechayev where? Bad Dos Edom. It's a Kal Vachomer. We'll see what the Kal Vachomer is. Not so important now. What's a Kabbalah? I'm saying you. It's Ishtamute or it's not Ishtamute? Kabbalah is going to teach me Ishtamute? Yeah, the Kasha? I said the Kabbalah is going to teach me human behavior, that when people are kaifer bakol, psychologically they are pushing off. That's what a Kabbalah could teach me, such a thing? I didn't say you call them the zoologists. When people say kaifer bakol, are they Ishtamute guys or they're not? Are they pushing off the money? Are they? Ishtamute means I have a cash flow problem. They have cash flow problems, they don't have cash flow problems. What's the Kal Vachomer doing there? As I affect the Ilga Nachas David, the famous Kasha. So what are you gonna tell me? So Nachas David says, too bad. Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin Adreshes Behem, right? It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin Adreshes Behem. It's like it says in the Pasuk. So I don't understand. So the Pasuk changes the psychology. The Pasuk tells me, no, you made a mistake. It's Ishtamuti. You thought that people don't have cash for problems. Come on, they do. 1 second. A Kal Vachomer teaches me behavior. You can use a Kal Vachomer to teach me that I made a mistake in understanding human behavior. It could be, by the way. A Kal Vachomer, the Nachas David says, Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Kal Vachomer is not a scar. Kal Vachomer is like it's a Mefurash Pasuk. So once I have a Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah and Adreshes for him. It's a Midah and the Torah. It's a Drasha. It's as if the Torah said Mefurash the case of Chiya Kamaisa. And therefore what? So you could tell me, not very Gishmak, that you bought this likeness of a Mefurash Pasuk. So the Pasuk teaches me you made a mistake. You thought it's not Ishtamute, it is Ishtamute. People who are kaifer bakol have cash flow problems. Very nayantivtik at all. I'm going to say a very tif of pshat to avoid that. But that's very nayantivtik. Very nayantivtik to go say such a pshat that the Kal Vachomer teaches. I'm repeating my kasha, by the way. If the problem is a technical problem that the guy doesn't have a cash flow problem and therefore he's a chashid amamayna, what could the Kal Vachomer teach me? I want to point out something very interesting. If the Gemara would have had a tzad, that for some reason the case of Chiya Kamaisi you're not chayef, okay? For some reason, let's say you tell me, if the Gemara would have come along, let's say, with some sort of pircha, the Gemara would have said, you know something, the case of Chiya is not David to Moedim Mikzas. Okay, so Kal Vachomer says it's chayef. But the Gemara doesn't say that. They don't chap what happened to Firashi. The case of Chiya is exactly like Moedim Mikzas. What's the difference if the guy's Moedim to 500 out of the 1,000 or Edim said 500 out of the 1,000? The exact same shua. You have the exact same support. So what did Gemara come? The Gemara comes in Merchik Gavi Lachmo, a kasha from a rabbi who spoke about a different topic, and the Gemara says, you know something? By every case of Reb Chiya, you grab that problem, you go to Choshe, because the guy's not Mishtamut. Okay, very good. So that's exactly a problem. The guy's a Choshe. I mean, what do you tell me? Tell me a local problem. In the story of Reb Chiya, Ve'etzim Yishasuya Shua Daraisa, because it's classic Moed HaMikzas instead of Moed HaAvedim. And what the guy's a Choshe? He's a crook. He's not doing this. He can't swear. Very good. Well, goodbye. Well, what's the Kal Vachomer going to help me for that? What's up? It's going to change human behavior. It's going to tell me a different shot. Kasha number one, Nachas David asks. The second kasha, the whole Welt asks, famous kasha. The Maram Shif Grada asked this kasha in the middle of a long Divrei HaMaskil on the base. If you want to see it tonight, I'll show it to you. But the whole Welt asks this kasha. Welt asks the famous kasha, which shook the world. I don't understand. The Gemara over here held that in the case of Reb Chiya Kamaisi, you don't swear because you're a Choshed HaMamayna, because you're a Kaifa Bakol, and there's no Ishtamute. So how about every Eidach, or do you swear? Kasha 2. Iedag, I go to a guy, say, owe me $1,000. Guy's covered by coal. I think Iedag has a support. I think Iedag has to support you. You have to swear, you have to swear. The guy's covered by coal. If he's covered by coal, there's no stamuti. If there's no stamuti, you could faint from such a kasha, by the way. How could the Gemara say that in the case of Chiyah Kamaisi, you don't swear? Because you're a kofer bakol, even though there's 8 months, 500, but you're a kofer bakol, you don't have a cash flow problem. So you're a chashad amamayin, a chashad ashurusa. We're afraid you're real crooks don't swear. Every case of Eidach, there's a kofer bakol. If there's a kofer bakol, there's no shtamuti. How do you let every Eidach swear? You can faint in such a kasha, by the way. Okay, anyway. And we'll get to that in a second. We'll have to go in a second. How's that affect the Ram Shif? Famous kasha. You don't need Rav Shif for this. Kasha, you read the Gemara, you can have a heart attack. What do you mean? You tell me that you don't swear in this case over here because the guys that come up close to me, what's the Gemara saying? Really, you should swear. In the case of Shikamais, you should swear. You have $500 out of the 1,000. That's classic way to mix us. No, of course, he's a Kerfer Bakol. There's no Shtamuti. He's a Chashid Amamayin. He's a crook. You can't let him swear. Okay, so say the same thing with every Eidachot. The guy's a Kerfer Bakol. There's no Shtamuti. And like Rav Hirsch is aiding on, Vigam L'Ravois, Kasha 3. Rashi says you swear by every Kerfer Bakol in general. Rashi says, by every kofer bakol you swear. What's the classic case where Rashi says you swear by every kofer bakol? By pikodin, where there's no eight other maize, right? Rashi says before Shabbat Bakamu Kuzayin that if I go to a guy and say, give me a pikodin, the guy's kofer bakol, he has to swear because there's no eight other maize. What do you mean? But there's no shtamuti there. What happened to Choshen Amoyna? Choshen Ashvus, so what's going on over here? Shapellos. So I just asked three kashas. One is, Kabochimer. Catastrophe. Every time I think about Bumbatsia, this is what I think about. Okay? This kasha. Hey, it's Nachos David's kasha. Second kasha is, every Eidach, there's no Shtamuti, the girl's kofer bakol, you should say Chashan Amoyna, Chashan Ashurusa. Kasha number three, the case of Pikodin, Rashi Boba Kam Kuzayim from last night. The Chayav says weird, because there's no Eidach Amoyna there. What do you mean? There's no Shtamuti. In order to answer all these kashas, I'm going to say very, very tiferade. I'm going to ask kasha number four, which is the worst of all of them. The Gemara says enough, Dalal Amad Aleph. HaKoifer B'Milver Kosher Leidus. What's the case of HaKoifer B'Milver? HaKoifer is a very black and white case. I go to a guy, he says, I owe you $1,000. He says, no, I don't owe you $1,000. I bring two Eidim that he lied. HaKoifer B'Milver. A guy denied a Milver, he went up against two Eidim. Kosher Leidus. Why Kosher Leidus? I, people who are professional lawyers and Ganovim, are apostle for Eidus. He says Rashi, if you just see the Rashi today and Tatala and Allah, what does Rashi say over there? Ishtamute, he has a cash flow problem. Now, our Gemara, for political reasons coming up, holds of that Ravidi. The whole Gemara coming up is based on that Ravidi. The whole Kabbal Chaimer is based on holding that Ravidi because the Gemara later on is the Pircha, and the Gemara says, you hold of it, that's important now. In fact, Nachas David, Kasha 4 knocks the whole Gemara out of the box here. I understand you. The thing is, HaKoifer B'Milver Kosher Leidus. A guy denied a Milver. He went up against two Eidim. He was a professional lawyer. He's Kosher Leidus. Why is he Kosher Leidus? Because we say Ishtamute. We say he had a cash flow problem. That means you tell me first that our Gemara held that by every case of Koifer Bakol, there is Ishtamute. Make up your mind. Is Ishtamute? There's no Ishtamute. There's a cash flow problem. There's no cash flow problem. Decide. What's Tutsach over here? What's going on here? That's Kasha number four of the Nachas David. In order to answer all these kashas, I'm going to say as follows. Be great, listen carefully, and then we'll go kahena v'kahena weiter. We'll talk about kasha number four. Now, Chazdovid is a kasha. How could Rashi say that by Kofi Bakol there's no shtamuti, merely you're a chashid, when the Gemara holds that there is a shtamuti by Kofi Bakol? Rabbi Seinu taught us like this. I'm going to say a whole binyan. Rabbi Seinu taught us as follows. A. The answer to Chazdovid's kasha is Avada and Avada. There's a 10% chance of Ishtamuti. There's a 10% chance of Ishtamuti. I want to explain what I mean. A guy was Kofer B'Milver. A guy said, I don't owe you money. And two Eidim said, you owed. He was caught lying. You want to go passel them for Eidus? You want to go passel them for Eidus? You know what that means? To passel them for Eidus? We say, no, he's not passel for Eidus. There's a chance of Ishtamuti. Now, what are the chances of Ishtamuti by a Kofer B'Milver? It's a far shot. But a far shot is enough to keep a guy's cheskes kashrus. We're talking about a guy who has a cheskes kashrus that he's not a liar. You want to go and go passel him for Eidus. By the way, to passel the guy for Eidus is a very, very serious thing. In order to passel for Eidus, it has to be a vada that he's a crook. If there's a 10% chance, if there's a far shot that he's not a crook, if there's a 10% chance, if there's a far shot that he's not a crook, so then he's not his kashrus. It's a far shot. That's been a gear to the din of a kaifer, the milver, kosher, the edos. Am I kosher? Am I not kosher? The answer is you're kosher. Why? Because there's a far shot of ishtamute. That's been a gear to that. So of course, the answer to kasha number four of the Nachas David is, because the Gemara knows that there's a possibility of ishtamute by a kaifer bakor. Could it be? Of course it could be. If it wouldn't be, then there would be possible edos. But it could be. So what? So what's the nekuda then? The nekuda is like this. If you'll ask me, is there a possibility of ishtamuti by kofi bakol? The answer is, of course there is. Is it enough to save him from being posoledos? Yes. I'm going to call 10%. 10% is enough to save a guy's chaskas kashrus that he's not a crook. What's the tifkeit now? Now we're going to move over to shvuos. A guy's a moed of a mitzvah. Okay. Every time the Torah was Machayev Ashur, the Torah was Machayev Go Swear, because we have a certain Chshash. We have a Chshash. And because you have that Chshash, we're going to make you swear. By every Shavuos word of a Mikzas, I'll say it in a clearer way. I want to say it very simple. When a guy is a Kofer Bakol, I'll say the case of Rav Chiya, because that's our address. Rav Chiya Kamais said, I went to the guy, he owed me $1,000, he's a Kofer Bakol. If you'll ask me, is there a chance of ishtamute? There's a 10% chance of ishtamute. A 10% chance. I have a different question. For that 10% chance, Chazal are going to go be mesak and a shvur? Although it's a far shot. It's a far shot that he's ishtamute. So I want to know, why is this guy denying kofer bakol? I have two possibilities. One possibility is he's a crook. And there's a 10% possibility, he has a cash flow problem. If you'll ask me, is there a possibility of 10%? Yes. Is that 10% enough to save him from kofer bakol? Yeah, it's enough to save him. He can retain his chazaka. But I have a new shayla. Why would Chazal Masak and Yishu swear? What were they choshish for? They were choshish for a far shot. That's why they made the shua. They're not choshish for far shots. They were choshish. The sibah for the shua is the 90%. So the sibah for the chi of shua, when you're danning up, does a guy become puzzle? For that, it's another 10%. We're not talking about puzzle. I'm talking about a new topic now. Why did Chazal place a shua on him? What was the chashash they had? They had a chashash that was ishtamute. But 10% far shot, for that they're going to make a guy swear. I'm going to say it blunter. On the tzad that he's ishtamute, the shua has a purpose. Because on the tzad that he's ishtamute, the shua is going to serve a purpose. He'll swear and he'll say the truth. But on the 90% chance, the shua has no purpose, right? On the 90% chance of why this guy is stealing is because he's a choshed amumayr, the shua has no purpose, right? So what are you going to tell me? Go make a shua for a far shot. Chazals don't make shuas for far shots. Why should they make a shua for a far shot? So when Rashi comes along and says, I'm saying, emes a pshat mamita shotor, Rashi says, in the case of Reb Chiya, we'll talk about the case of Reb Chiya. In the case of Reb Chiya, why does the guy not swear? So Rashi, because he's a chashan amayr, chashan ashvusa. Because there's no ishtamuti, there is ishtamuti, yeah, but that's not the reason for the shvur. That's not the reason for the shvur. You're going to go tell me, maybe swear, and on the 10% chance, the shvur, let me like this. On the 90% chance, this shvur has no purpose. You have a shot the guy's lying. Why is the guy lying? 90% chance that he's lying because he's a crook. On that side, the shvur has no meaning. No false. There's a far shot that if he's a ishtamuti, the shvur will help. We don't make shvurs for far shots. We don't make shvurs for a far shot, chash. So a far shot could save a guy's life and save his cheskes kashrus. But a far shot's not a reason to go make a shvur. I'm not going to go be matal a shvur on a guy for a far shot that maybe it's going to help because maybe he's an ishtamuti guy. He's not an ishtamuti guy. Pafashtas, he's not. Slowly. So you'll ask me, so why do you swear every Eid Achad? Slowly. So you'll ask me, why do you swear every Eid Achad? The answer is, Eid Achad. The Torah says you swear. There's no Ishtamute. I just finished saying there is Ishtamute by Kofer Bakol. It's only a 10% chance. By Eid Achad, the Torah said, worry about the 10%. If you would tell me that by Kofer Bakol there's no Ishtamute Bechlal, so it's a catastrophe. So why do you swear by Yeshua Seirach that there's no Ishtamute? I said there is a 10% chance. Just like I said, that who says the Torah says you swear for far shots? Eirachud, you swear? Yeah. Eirachud is a very strong drawer. Eirachud is a very, very strong drawer. Eirachud is a drawer that says that I have an Eirachud on the entire amount that you're lying. And the Torah says you swear. There's no Ishtamute, but it's a 10% chance Ishtamute. So you swear for 10%? 90% that she was not going to have a purpose. 90% that she was not going to have a purpose. The answer is right. 90% it won't have a purpose. But at 10% it does. The Torah says, break your head for that 10%. Because we have, it's enough of a chashash that we're going to worry about the farsha. The chashash is so powerful, we're going to take into account the farsha. One second. I'll ask you, so go back to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. The answer is, Rav Chiya Kamaisa, I'm not being mechayev you for the shvua of Eidacha. Which shvua I'm being mechayev you? Which shvua I want to be mechayev Rav Chiya Kamaisa for? Which shvua do I want to be mechayev Rav Chiya Kamaisa for? Not Eidacha, I don't have Eidacha on the whole amount. Why do I want to be mechayev you the other 500? By the mikzas? In Moedim and Mikzas, I never found that we're worried about a far shot, because in every Moedim and Mikzas, there's a shtabute, 70%. It means in every shvua, you have to check, what are we chayshish for? Shvuas Moedim and Mikzas, what are the chances of ishtamute? 10%? No. For every Shvuas Moedim and Mikzas, what are the chances of ishtamute? By Moedim and Mikzas, what are the chances of ishtamute? Very high. Because he belt the guy, he said, half, there's a shmex over here. There's a Rashi in Nonalef who says, come out there when a guy says half, it looks like he has a cash flow problem. What's he admitting to half for? It looks like he has a cash flow problem. So in the drama that the Moedim Mikzas causes, we find that you swear. You know why? Because over there, there's a very high chance of what do you call it? It's not a far shot. Ishtamut is a very high chance. So if you want to be mechayev a shvua under the umbrella of shvuas moedim mikzas, says Rabbah, says the Gemara, I never found that under the drawer of moedim mikzas you can do far shots. You can do big shots, not far shots. So the only time we found a shvua in the type of shvua called moedim mikzas is when there's a very heavy tzad of ishtamut. They were calling a 50% chance. You want to, under that type of shvua, to go be mechayev shvua when there's a 10% chance of ishtamute? There's zakht. But by erechod, which is a different type of drawer in Gansin, over there there's a shvua even on 10%. So tell me, once I see that the Torah Chadesh was mechayev shvua for a 10% far shot, do the same thing over here, b'chir kamaisa? No, b'chir kamaisa not be mechayev because of the drawer of erechod. I'm be mechayev because of the drawer of moedim mikzas. And in the shvua of moedim mikzas, I never found that mechayesh for far shots. Because every moedim mikzas by nature is not a far shot. It's a 50% chance of ishtamute. See, if you want to go be mechayev shvua because you have an erechod supporting the guy, the Torah said, mechayesh even for far shots. All right, you swear by kerfim hakol. In a case where the Torah, where we don't have an erechod supporting the guy, you want to use the mechanism of moedim mikzas, like the case of Chiya Kamaisa, where the Eidim only spoke about half the money. So which mechanism do you want to be mechayev shvua with? With partial support of a half. In that shvua, we never said that the Torah was for a far shot. That's what Rashi meant to say. Rashi didn't mean to say that when you're kaveh b'kol, there's no shtamuti, so you never swear. It's a catastrophe. So why be'erachot do you swear? Rabbi Nishlom, chashen amayna, chashen ashvuso. The answer is, by every erachot, we're choshes for the 10%. So why not over here? The answer is that every shvua has a different drawer, and the fact that in one shvua I find that you're choshes for a far shot of 10%. So by every erachot, you're swearing for the 10% of the shtamuti. It's only 10%. I'm hechatesi, go swear for far shot. The Torah says, worry about a far shot also. I'm so choshes you're lying, we're going to take into account every possibility. The mikzas, which is a different type of drawer, we never found that the Torah was chayshish for a far shot. Is in the case of Chiya Kamaisa, an erechot you don't have on the entire amount. What do you want to be mechayev the guy? Besides, the mikzas think of mechanisms, correct? You never found in the family of the mikzas that I'm chayshish for a 10% far shot. That also answers the kasha from Pikadim. What does it answer the kasha from Pikadim? Pikadim also, it's a different drawer. What's the drawer by Pikadim? Why do you swear by Pikadim by kofer bakol, stam kofer bakol? Why do you swear over there? Not because of Moedim Mikzas. Why do you swear over there? Because Ein Adam Meis, Elam Kein Yeshloi. Is you could say that if you bout over there, that's the drawer of Ein Adam Meis, Elam Kein Yeshloi. There's a drawer that says that a guy, if he demands something, feist as he has. So we're choshish, even for far shots. What? Even without a pasuk. Yeah, I hear it. I'm saying this even without a pasuk. My point I'm saying is that it's different drawers. The minute that it's different drawers, you can't ask kashas. That means if you would tell me that by kofer b'kol there's no shtamute b'chal, there's nothing to answer. The whole game's over. What are you telling me? Different drawers. There's no shtamute. So chashan amayin, chashan ashuz. How are you letting the guy swear? Rashi, and if the gather hadvarim is a gather that there is a 10% chance. You know, sometimes we chashish for far shots and we say put the shvua on you. Sometimes we're not. You can't ask a kasha from other shvuas. You can't ask a kasha from the case of. You can't ask the kasha from the classic case of Adam Tovim Ken Yeshloi, which, by the way, you don't have over here by us. Why don't you have over here Adam Tovim Ken Yeshloi? Because the Adam said you owe 500, so we took care of the Yeshloi. Elamai, you want to come with a new mechanism of a shvua called Moedim Mikzas? In the shvua of Moedim Mikzas, in the chash of Moedim Mikzas, we never found that Yechosh is for a far shot.
No.
One second. Where was it? The fees there. I want to tell you a dover nifla. I also heard from Rav Asher many years ago, but I want to explain it. One second. I want to say a dover niflo la mito shel Torah. Now listening to this. I need you to listen. What? Cocked up. I'll translate for the TJ guys. He's cooking. Oh God, I faint you afterwards. What? Listen carefully. I probably have to talk Spanish, everyone understands. Yeah. Some of the darky guys didn't get it either. Yeah. Listen carefully. What? Feeling the same way. Listen carefully. If he said, I want to tell you, Lamita Shotar, it's a bombastic kasha. Where's the Kamal Chaim help over here? If you would have a problem that there's no Chiyav Shua, I understand. But if your problem is that there's no Mishtamit, there's no Shtamute, and your problem is with the Chasha, the Kamal Chaim could tell you psychology. If he said, it's Niflamoid Lamita Shotar, watch. We knew all along there's a 10% chance of Ishtamute. The Pasuk not teaching me, the Kamal Chaim not teaching me that there is Ishtamute. I proved to you from the kasha, from Kaifa, Bimilva Kasha, there is Ishtamute. Just what? I didn't know if a 10% ishtamute is enough of a reason to go be mechayev Ashur. The Kalvah Chomer teaches me that 10% ishtamute is enough to be mechayev Ashur. That's a din. That's not a psychology. So that's a, you'll ask me, what do you mean? That the Nachas Dovid says, that will steal. You have to give me the Shatari in the Jewish event when you have a Kalvah Chomer, it's like it says it in the Torah. I was Sakam Shat. There's no ishtamute. There's no Chimid Duchashit. The Pasuk's not telling me there is ishtamute. The Pasuk doesn't teach me human behavior. The Pasuk's teaching me that a 10% ishtamute is yet enough. You thought. That under the auspices, under the umbrella of Shuras Moed Mikzas, you can't go be Mechayev Ashura for a far shot. Kamashu the Kabbal Chaim. Kabbal Chaim says, no, it's as if it says in the Torah Yechayev. How could it be? Because there is a 10% Ishtamute. You thought 10% Ishtamute is not enough? Because Loi Matzasi, you didn't find. Although in other Shuras we find that by 10% we make you swear. In other Shuras, by 10% we make you swear. In other Shuras, it has a purpose. Just over here, you said, I never found in the auspices of this Shura a far shot swears. Kabbal Chaim says, you have to swear. You have to swear. Vaisnois, 10% is enough. That's Nifla Moed Lamita Shatara. That's the answer to Kabbal Chaim. The Kabbal Chaim doesn't teach me Sfaras. The Kabbal Chaim doesn't teach me Ishtamute. The Kabbal Chaim doesn't teach me psychology. The Kabbal Chaim teaches me a din. But the din is that a far shash is enough to swear. So the reason why you swear by Rechia Kamaisa because of the Kabbal Chaim is even though there's only a 10% chance, like it's on the 90% chance that you're a crook, the Shua has no meaning. But there is a far shot that the Shua could accomplish something. Go swear for a far shot. That's Nifla Moed Lamita Shatara. The answer to all four questions. One second. All this is an introduction to what I want to speak about today. Okay? This whole shtickle Torah, you're not listening. This whole shtickle Torah is based on a huge machlekes rishonim that we're going to see in the coming days, but I have to say it now. What does migud hachashed amayin hachashed hashvuos mean? You're not listening. There are two ways to learn migud hachashed amayin hachashed hashvuos. We're going to see a machlekes that's going to come out in front of us. I'm going to talk about it, okay? But I want to say it now. One way of learning Bigud HaChashad HaMayin HaChashad HaShuvos is that a guy who's... Why are you making the guy swear? Because he's Chashad HaMayin, if he's a crook? We don't let people who are crooked swear. Ain't, the Lashon of the Ramban is, Ain Maisrin L'Shuvah. We don't give you over Shuvah. If you're a Chashad, I'm not going to let you swear. Why are you making the guy swear? Because he's a Chashad. We don't give Chashudim to swear. That's one way of learning. Chashad amayin, chashad ashur. So, ain meisrin lahem shur. We don't let chashudim swear. One second. Rashi's meduric, not like that. Look in the top Rashi, second line. Chashad amayin avolei near me alei shur. We don't place a shur on you. Rashi doesn't say, I don't let you swear. What does near me mean? I don't place a shur. Why not, by the way? Because there's no purpose to the shur. The shur has no tachlis. Chashad amayna, chashad ashuos, it means what am I going to gain from the shul? Lay near me, I'm not going to, not that I don't let you swear. You could learn, and you should say, the chashad amayna means I'm not going to let you swear. You're chashad, I don't let you swear. Rashi says, lay near me, alay shul. We don't place a shul. You're not even chayav a shul. Why are you not chayav a shul, by the way? There's no purpose to the shul. The shul is not going to serve a tachlis. Moi rabbi rabbi, the Rishayim say the first shot. The chashad amayna means I don't let you swear. Moi rabbi, which path does Rashi hold? This shtickle Torah that I just said, it only stems with which one? The second way. I'll explain. My rabbi says, if chashad amayna means, I don't let chashudim swear. So the whole shtickle Torah I said doesn't make a slightest difference. Sometimes you're chashish for 10%, sometimes you're not. But the guy's a 90% chashid. You let him swear, you don't let him swear. But they stack up. See, if the problem of chashad amayna chashad shvur is like the Ramban says, ain meisrin lahem shvur. We don't let you swear. So a guy who's a 90% chashid, you let him swear, you don't let him swear. What do you tell your whole Torah is? Sometimes we're chashid for 10%, we're not chashid for 10%. I don't care what you're chashid for. if the pshat of chashan amayin chashan shuas means that they don't let a chashan swear, there's no purpose to the shua, right? Because the shua's not going to accomplish anything. So then that depends on why you're making the guy swear. Are you making him swear for the 90%? Are you making him swear for the 10%? If you're making him swear for the 90%, then the shua has no meaning, because it's going to lie. But if you're making him swear for the 10%, on that 10% sand, there's a chance that the shua is going to help. So the shaila now is, why are you making him swear? Are you making him swear for a far shot? If the problem of chashan amayin chashan shua means I don't let chashudim swear, we don't, Bezin doesn't give chashudim to swear. You're worried that the guy's a liar, don't let him swear. So then nothing I said makes any sense, because in a 90% situation, he's a chashid, don't let him swear. What do you tell me, Pachkarai? Sometimes we worry about 10, sometimes we worry about 10%. It's 10%, it's the same 10% in all places. Now there's the kasha again. How do you let the guy swear? It's a 90% chance he's a liar. 90%. It's just Rashi learns the chashid, it doesn't mean. Rashi means play near me. Rashi means there's no purpose to the shvur. Why are you making the guy swear? Because of the 90. In the 90, there's no purpose. Ah! Make him swear for the 10%. 10% is the far shot. I'm not going to make a guy swear for a 10% chance that maybe there'll be a to'elus to the shvur. On that, the chiddush is no. The chash is so powerful that we make you swear even for a 10% far shot. And on that side that the 10% is emes, then the shvur will have a purpose. I, in the 90% that won't have a purpose, we're chashish for 10%. When are we chashish for 10%? How are we chashish for 10%? That's totally in different types of shvuas, and that's what the Kamal Chaimah can help for. But Luyutzah, the problem is that El Moisir, we don't let chashudim swear, so it doesn't make a difference what type of shvuah it is. A guy who's a 90% chashid, you don't let him swear. The facts don't change, by the way. It's 90 and 10. This guy's a 90% vade criminal. What are you letting him swear for? I can't get a chashid for you. We don't let chashudim swear. This guy's a chashid. All the Torah I said won't change that reality. But Rashi's like, near me. Rashi says, we're not even going to give you a shvuah, because the shvuah has no ta'alas. Ah, you'll tell me it has a ta'alas on a 10% chance. The Torah says, but who says we make you swear for a 10% chance? That depends on the different drawers of all the different shvuahs. One second. Tomorrow, I'm saying a shiur about the Tziach Yikala business. It's a mistake. I shouldn't have agreed, but I wasn't given a choice. It's in my contract that I don't have. So, there'll be shiur tomorrow at 11:30. We have full shiur. 11:30 sharp. Please, if you can make an effort to come a little bit earlier tomorrow so you can get in your 2.5 hours. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow should be at what? Yeah. From 9 o'clock, 11:30 is 2.5 hours. The regular is less than 2.5 hours. Anyway, the share is what? Make Friday great again is going to bring pastries. So they doesn't have to go look for breakfast. Maybe you do it every day. And we can make a mifsa. And Shiva likes mifsa anyway. The shiur is going to be in the building of Zvil. Not the one on the corner of Shmuel. Next to the kitchen, there's a central building of Mizdei Zvil. You ever heard of it? First of all, I'll tell you the central building is. It's the building where they have Hespedim and things like that. The main building, right? The main building is, you don't know where the main building is, across from Dr. Ben Ari. Okay? That you know. What? What do you say? The Merkozi, the Laz. And behind the Merkozi, behind the kitchen, is a chassidus called Zvil. And in the main entrance, you walk up one flight, there's a share room where we'll be saying tomorrow, 11:30 sharp, so follow the Marakas carefully. It'll be great tomorrow in the light of this.